Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Looking forward to engaging you tonight. Let me begin by apologizing last Tuesday night. I know we sent out the promo and everything, but this time it wasn't my fault. There was an issue with the Blog Talk Radio platform that prevented us from being able to broadcast on last Tuesday. But nonetheless, we're here tonight, and we're grateful for you. And we want to encourage you to come on, get in here where you fit in here. All right? A process originated by God has been perverted to both intemperance and access. And would you believe the fact that what is commonly known as sex, seen by a great many as a dirty word, society has a responsibility to properly educate and socialize youth to become productive citizens and to sustain healthy communal order. Now, such an order is threatened, though, by eliminating healthy intimacy between men and women, okay, based on this assumption, the very natural attraction is somehow polluted, nasty, or dirty. Join me tonight in our discussion on our topic, Let's Talk About Perhaps some of you saw the promo and said to yourself, what is a preacher doing talking about sex? Well, can I let you in on a little secret? No one will be here today on this April 23rd, 2023, had it not been for, you guessed it, sex. There's another perspective that I'd like to share with you, okay? So let's get into it. The number to call tonight in the studio, and I encourage you to do so, even if you follow us on the Blog Talk Radio platform here on Facebook, I want to encourage you to go and call the number 563-999-3617. Again, that number is 563 in the studio, 999-3617. I'd love to hear from you, and I believe I might learn some tonight, and perhaps you'll gain something as well. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. All right? Let's get to the monologue and we'll open up the phone lines here. 563-999-3613. I want to go from scripture. I told you at the beginning that this concept of sex was something that was produced by God. Consider what the Word of God says. Genesis, the first chapter in verse 28, reads like this. And God said, God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Psalms 127 and 3 reads like this. Lo, children are an of the Lord, an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Children is a heritage from God. Fruit of the womb is a reward. Then Hebrews 13 and 4 reads like this. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God, it will be helpful for us to understand that sex is not the enemy. There's another problem. Let's talk about sex. Listen to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dockery, 563-999-3617. Don't get in where you fit in. All right. Three words I want to focus on as we get into this discussion. And we're also going to hear from the very, very popular group that introduced a song about sex. It's grown folk conversation, by the way. Y'all understand. But these three words that I want to introduce in our dialogue tonight, our discussion, is procreation, intimacy, anyone's intelligence by defining these, but for the sake of our conversation and our national dialogue and those that may be listening far and near, allow me to just reiterate the formal meaning of them, the definition of them, very common definition, okay? When we talk about procreation, it's the sexual activity of conceiving and bearing offspring. It takes a male and a female species. We're talking about humans now, and the human species, a male and a female to do that. There is no other way biologically that can happen. Okay? Come from that male and female, a sperm and an egg. Well, now I know that there are new procedures where you can extract that and you can put it together in a laboratory and things of that nature. Okay, we're talking about what comes naturally by God. Procreation is the process of male and female engaging in sexual activity of conceiving and bearing offspring, children. Intimacy, related, but a little bit different. It is the state of being intimate, becoming one, having a close or familiar, usually involving affection. Now, sometimes it doesn't get to the point, this is perhaps why some people think it's dirty, people that engage in physical intimacy without even being affectionate, without even showing any real feelings. You all know the story. The oldest profession in the world is prostitution. And individuals sadly convince themselves to detach themselves emotionally from that process that they make money off of. In the absence. And then there are people who play games with one another. It's all about physical pleasure, little intimacy, or real, honest, affectionate engagement, right? But we're talking about this affection healthy, in a healthy way, involving two human beings that show loving personal relationship as they become affectionate, all right? Now then, what is this affection, doctor, that you're talking about? It is simply this feeling related to liking or caring for someone or something. Sadly, we've gotten to a point in 2024 where too many people, and I'm not even talking about just the young people, but old folk, have gotten away from the idea of having a honest love or appreciation, affection, or feeling towards someone. It's all about having fun for the moment. That's what makes it dirty or nasty, because God intended for a particular purpose. Perhaps you know that biologically we have what's called a libido. It controls the sex drive, right, through stimulation and things of that nature, right? But what's most important is this is a natural process. It can be perverted, though, as I said earlier, with intemperance and access, okay? Now, historically, foreigners, people from other parts of the world, have assumed, and especially during a certain period in America, the 60s and what have you, the hippie age, as they call it, right, 60s and 70s, age of experimentation and fun, enjoyment, you know, this period where people saw that we can do whatever we want to with our bodies, and it really don't matter how responsible or irresponsible we are in the process, because we're just having fun. You see what I mean? Now, this whole mentality led to some things. And a lot of babies came in the world as a process of it. But foreigners assume that in America, all they do is engage in sex or salacious sexual behavior, drugs. At one point in time, it's in rock and roll, but entertainment in general. You're having fun then when you go there. You have Sin City, Las Vegas, and places like that are most known, and other places. Miami has been associated with it, in parts of New York and Chicago, other major cities. You know, you go there looking for certain types of fun, right? And it's supposed to be acceptable. Even young people have been encouraged for decades that when you are introduced to society after graduating high school, you go to prom. But what you do with prom? You get a date. That seems innocent on the surface, doesn't it? Some of y'all old enough and honest enough intellectually to know that for some folks, that was a license and a free pass to experiment with your body. And to say that I got it before I left high school and became a part of the world, right? This is what makes it bad. Interestingly enough, in many families, along with the prominent and promiscuity and what have you, folk have the nerve to talk about taboos. You don't want to talk to your young children, your males and your females, your boys and girls, about their natural biology, about their body parts, about their physical, physiological growth and development that one day is going to cause them to be attracted, right? How did that attraction come? Am I wrong? Am I dirty? Am I nasty because I feel a certain way when I see what's going on with me? You understand what I'm saying? And many folk have grown up and they just assume that you'll learn it over time. Well, I would argue with you, beloved, that that's part of the reason so many of our young people have engaged in illicit behavior and oftentimes put themselves in a position of responsibility that they were not ready for. Doesn't make them a bad person. Don't make the act or the behavior bad. It's just that it was to intemperance and access in a time and a place that they were not ready for, which is why we, as parents and as mature adults, should always be prepared to teach young people and be honest with them. Be honest with them. Oh, well, they're going to do it now. They're going to do it. So, you know, we should just make sure they are protected. The greatest protection is the truth that will make you free and keep you out of some stuff. Some folks get so far out there that they, you know, fool around. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. If you're listening tonight, I do want to hear from you. So, what's going on? Well, did you know that these things called pheromones, as a part of this physiological process, There are chemicals in the body that animals like us or humans find in your body. Did you know that we use pheromones, to communicate with one another on different levels? That's natural. What's wrong with that? If you understand it and how to control it. Our bodies release these pheromones through sweat, urine, semen, breast milk, even vaginal fluid. Now, you wonder why it is at certain times of the month and what have you, young ladies tend to be more driven to interact in the play and to engage with males, and young males seem to be attracted to them. Well, they smelling them pheromones. That ain't no bad thing now. Don't you go dropping your head. Hold your head up here now. That's natural. What'd you say, doctor? I said that's natural. And we got to tell the truth. Again, somebody asked, why is a preacher talking about sex? Because some folks having too much sex. And babies are coming in here, and people are not ready for them. I'm not suggesting that you don't have a right to, but I'm saying to you, one of the reasons we have so many children who are exploited and abused and neglected is because there's this overuse of it and this making it into a bad thing, and it's not. There's a natural process. God designed it. In the text we read that God told man to be fruitful and to multiply, but there's a context for it. Paul told us in Hebrew that it was through marriage. And Psalms told us that this is a reward from God. So there ain't no wrong with it. What's wrong is when you misuse it. Huh? All right. I think y'all with me. When we talk about this attraction, it's important for us to teach, and some grown folks need to learn this lesson, about abstinence. Abstaining. From what, doctor? When you are busy trying to develop yourself, the Bible said in Ecclesiastes 12, chapter, remember the Creator in the days of thy youth while the evil days draw nigh. What is he talking about? There is an appropriate time as a young person to develop yourself and to prepare yourself for these natural things. Okay? Somebody ought to tell you that. Somebody will be honest with you about that. This is not the time for you to go and to sow your wild oats and just spread yourself all around like a wild animal. No, that's the time you prepare yourself. A young man should grow up knowing that one day you can and perhaps should have a family, a wife, and have children, and extend on humanity, contribute to the world, to society. That's perfectly honorable. How are you going to do that if you can't afford it in America? We live in a capitalist society. You ain't got no money. Can't buy no bread, no milk, no food, none of that. And them babies can't just wait on you to say, I love you. That ain't going to do it. That dog will not hunt. Sorry. So you need to prepare yourself. Part of it is getting an education so that you will be able to communicate and speak and engage yourself in society and understand how to produce for yourself, things that you learn there. So abstinence is about really not so much just saying I ain't going to have sex or intercourse, but it's about managing your time in a way that that's not all you're thinking about. Are you with me? Yeah, catch that now. Catch that. Abstinence is not just about you saying and running away from a female or a male, but it's about you managing your time and using yourself wisely and being focused on doing things that preoccupy your time. Responsible engagement with young ladies. There's an appropriate place and time and manner for that engagement. You ain't got no business. You ain't trying to get in no wrong folk business. You ain't got no business running behind the building or the church in the movie theater or anywhere else where it's just you and the dog and you're doing the bump and grind thing. Come on now. Come on now. Let me talk to you then. Let me talk to you. Listen, if you don't want no trouble, don't do that. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. I'm talking about responsible engagement. Somebody got to teach young folk this because your body naturally is geared toward it. And I understand why you respond to your physiological urges and desires. But if don't nobody teach you, how you going to know? obviously somebody had been doing some teaching. Hence tonight we're talking about sex, right? Through this process and this appropriate modeling and education and learning, that's something the church can do. Uh-oh. That's something the church can do. Oh, I forgot, the teachers and the mothers and the deacons, they're afraid of crossing the taboo land. And you're supposed to say, talk about that. That's what God said. I just read the text. Somebody needs to teach you about it. Otherwise, how you going to know? I mean, call me tonight, 563-999-3617. Let me know if I'm wrong, because I want to go to heaven. I don't do nothing wrong. Let's talk about it. I mean, we're talking about sex tonight on this April 23rd, 2024. I want to emphasize the fact that the Apostle Paul in Hebrews told us, and I agree with him 100%, in the 13th chapter and the 4th verse, marriage is honorable. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And the bed is not defiled. It ain't nasty. Well, intimacy and coming together as a husband and a wife being one is not nasty. And nothing wrong with that. But whoremongers, and adulterers, who are these whoremongers? Single folk running around just chasing every piece of skirt they can get. Uh-oh. Sorry. They ain't too good. Adulterers, who are the adulterers? Those people who have committed themselves in a marriage, made a commitment in a marriage and so forth, and they move around playing around with everything they can find. I love you. That's why I'm telling you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you what thus said the Lord on this April 23rd, 2024. So don't be mad at me. Call me. Correct me if I'm wrong. All right? I'll give you the number again. Now, I want to emphasize to you that there's hope for us being able to turn certain things around for our young people, particularly in urban America. And you know that's where we've come from. That's been a focus of ours on Talk Straight since we started back in 2016, about 8 years now. All right? Before I open up the phone lines, I want to share with you these three young ladies. In 1990, they came out with this cut. Let's talk about, call themselves Theon T-Boys Watkins and Lisa Left Eye Lopez and Rosanda Philly Thomas, a.k.a. Salt and Pepper or TLC. All right? Then what they said, listen to what they said. The number to call, again, is 563-999-3617. They said something that was it's worth our conversation. Let's consider it as you get ready to call. Come on, get in here where you fit in here. We're talking, this is Talk Straight. This is your host, Brother Dockery. We're talking about sex tonight. All right? Listen
to me. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
What?
People might misunderstand.
They might misunderstand you, but go on talk, baby. Go on talk. Listen to her. Let her break it down for you now. Let her break it down.
Talk about sex for now. Kill the people at home or in the crowd. It keeps coming up anyhow. Don't decoy a boy or make boy the topic, because that ain't going to stop it. Now, talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many don't know anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and, of course, how it should be. Those who think it's dirty, have a choice. Pick up the needle, drop or turn the radio on. Will that stop us? Yeah, not down. All right, then. Come on, spin.
Believe me, you, it's good as true. There ain't a man alive that you couldn't get next to.
bad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, bottle neck with a check and a note. The last night was so, so.
You're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Brother Dockery, and we're talking about sex tonight. Thank you, TLC, a.k.a. Salt and Pepper. And by the way, there was another gentleman that was in that little group with them there. But they shared with us what I thought was a very useful concept there to introduce into our dialogue this evening. And 563-999-3617. Come on, give me a call. Give me a call. You follow me? You hear me? You hear me? Come on, call me right now. Get with me. Get with me. Get with me. Question, I might wind up just answering all by myself tonight. I don't know. That's all right if I do. All right? And the question is, if I see a gal, a girl, a woman that look good to me, is it all right for me to holler at her? Huh? That's the question. While you ponder that and pontificate that, if I see a gal, a woman or female that look good to me, can I holler at them? Is it all right for me to holler at them? I want to go back to aspect of the monologue while I wait your call. 563-999-3617. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. We're going to be here until about 8 o'clock, but we'll have an opportunity. So I've got about another 34 minutes or so to talk about it. You heard my monologue. You heard my position. And I offer the monologue as a basis of context for our conversation when we have a topic. If you followed us, you know that there are times we have open mic where we just send the microphone and the floor to you, the listening audience. But as hosts, we try to offer educational, sound, and productive conversation and dialogue people can grow from. And as I mentioned earlier, we started back in 2016 as we were doing a traveling tour and seminar dealing with at-risk males in across urban America. Okay, God has blessed us to be here, and we strive to maintain open dialogue in the podcast here. All right, and we're grateful for all of those who have followed us. Nonetheless, we're back here again tonight on this April 23rd, 2024, all right? And I want to encourage you again right now, call me. Don't have to give your name. We'll identify you by the last four digits of your phone number that is in the studio, all right? And you can share with us your question, your comments, or your thoughts. You may say, Doctor, you're totally wrong. I want to hear it because I may be able to grow from that. Again, the number to call is 563 right now. 999 call. I'm going to go back to an aspect of the monologue where we were talking about the natural physiological process that particularly young people, male and females, go through. And I wonder if historically, and this is not just for African Americans, I know there have been Caucasian friends, people that I've known who've shared the same experience. There was this guilt and doubt, these natural occurrences, that caused them to engage in the behavior, but again to feel nasty and dirty about it, as if they were doing something wrong, they were cheating someone. Okay? Even to the point where incest, that's where you have family members engaging in certain behaviors, occurred. Young children don't know no better. This is, again, I want to emphasize why it's important, beloved, for us to teach our children. And don't be afraid to tell them. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to tell them. Don't be afraid to tell them that certain clothes that you don't need poses yourself and it makes you fodder for vultures out there that are looking for you, especially young ladies. Okay? If we're not honest with them about that, then they set themselves up. The predators, those that are seeking to use and exploit them, they have no real investment or interest in them. There's no interest in being affectionate or loving. I want to use you for my pleasure. How we avoid that. Then we want our young men to understand that comes to your role and engagement with your with females or your female counterparts, there's a respectful way to do that. You begin by treating them just like they're your mama, and you, hopefully you're doing that respectfully. That's how you treat your mother, your sister, your grandmama, your auntie. You start there. You start there. And as you grow into a relationship, you may expand beyond that, right? But responsibly, if you start there, you're going to have an open respect for them that you can't lose on. Every young lady you should see first and respect them just like you do your mama, grandmama, your auntie. Hmm? Give them that respect. You may say treat them like a queen. Okay, I'll go with that too. I'll take that. But the point I'm making here is that you start with respect, and they must be taught that. I wrote a book entitled Fatherhood Development, Understanding the Male Growth Process. It's a workbook, and I used this for part of our traveling series when we were doing workshops, seminars and workshops. Back in 2006, I wrote that, and we haven't published many more because it was published on demand. But nonetheless, teaching the importance of understanding the need for a young male to have a coach. Mm-hmm. Ideally, this is the father. This is the voice of the father's authority. But if for any reason there is no father there, the biological father is not there for any reason. It could be death, incarceration, and they could just be out of their mind. Some male surrogate, steps in, they're able to teach these things and be a coach for them as to how they become a man. You're going to be born a male, right? As you grow and develop chronologically, physiologically, emotionally, become a boy. And there are characteristics we describe that are consistent with boys. That boy eventually, on the right track, will become a man. And the greatest identifying characteristic of his manhood is responsibility. Uh-oh, stop right there. I said the greatest identifying characteristic of that boy's crossing over from being a boy into manhood is responsibility. First for himself. Then for all that are in his domain, and then humanity, responsibility. That's why you need this coach, this male coach, you understand, this father coach, manhood coach, a husband coach, someone that can prepare you for this natural process. And then as he evolves from being a responsible man, he begins to look at extending himself. Huh? Help the Holy Ghost. So he finds him a young lady, a woman that he can do that with respectfully and responsibly. And then he makes a commitment to her and becomes a husband. Mm. Y'all get that? Becomes a husband. Ain't none of our business what they do. Paul said that marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. Ain't nobody business what you do in bed. Ain't nobody business but y'all, yours and God. I don't think God is peeping on you. He sees and knows all things. I don't think he's interested in it because that's what he told you to do, you understand, to be fruitful and multiply, to be obedient to the word of God, right? And then at that point that you procreate, bring life into this world. Yeah, you become a procreator. You're replicating God's creation. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Now you are a father. You see the evolution? Being born a male, being a boy, evolving into a man, husband, and a father. You got yourself something. As a father, you're in that August position. Hey, you there? Pastor Waller. Pastor Waller.
Hey, man, what are you saying, Pastor Doctor?
Okay, good. I was hearing you. It looked like y'all tuned in with it. Give me 1 second. Let me finish this thought, and we want to open up the phone line.
Okay.
And then as this father, you are just like God was in the beginning when he created man. That's what he created man to be fruitful and to multiply. That is the augustate figure that God made, male and female, the text says. He then. And watch what he said in Genesis, the first chapter and the 28th verse. Look at right quickly, and then we're going to have my good friend Pastor Wallace with me. Definitely want to hear him. After he told you to be fruitful and multiply, then he said, replenish the earth and subdue it. Watch this. Then he gave you power and authority in the earth, my God, over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's the dog, and some folks scared of dogs. Huh? Talking about lions and tigers and bears. You got authority over them. You better learn to get your authority. Somebody say, get your authority. You better go get your authority because God gave it to you, right? Look at God. Look at God. Let me be quiet. Pastor, help me out here, man. Help me out. We're talking about sex tonight, Pastor. We're talking about sex.
Yeah. You talking about what?
Sex. S-E-X. That's our topic. Let's talk about sex. Any questions? I don't know. I know you were. I think you're doing your Bible study this evening. And feel free to have any of your. Feel free to have any of it just come in. Let me just kind of. Should I give a recap a little bit, Pastor, so that they can understand where we're coming from?
Yeah. I'm here right now. You know, they stepped out, and but I'm here,
cool.
So you can go ahead. Yeah. Go right ahead.
All right. So basically, all we were doing was going from the scripture. In Genesis, where God directed man and woman to be fruitful and multiply and replenish earth.
Mm-hmm.
Then we looked at where he talked about that children is an inheritance from God, and that's a reward.
Yeah.
Then we went on to Hebrews, where the Apostle Paul talked about marriage. Some folks engage in sex behavior just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, children are the ones who are hurt the most because oftentimes they're neglected and abused after somebody just having fun. And you get big enough, around 13 for males and sometimes younger for females. They're able to procreate and reproduce life, but they ain't no more ready than the man on the moon. So speak to that for me. Speak to that, Brother Pastor.
Yeah, well, you know, what happens when you don't know, you know, you do things according to what you learn. And, you know, a lot of the scriptures was not presented to certain people. The book was hidden. And so you don't know all the truth that's in there that could help a person. And you're talking about something that was mentioned in the beginning, just about as it started to flow. You know, he was talking about what to do and how you should go about it and, you know, the order of the importance of it and things like that. And then you talk about the children of inheritance, you know, is a true blessing and a gift from God. And
that's
so
right.
You know that sex had to be on the agenda. And if a person, you know, say they would call you, you know, that's why it's so good to know it. And what he says that we were born in sin. So a person wanted to say, well, if you had sex and you wasn't married, then you in sin. No, you in sin way before that. You know, because that's the thing about, you know, the compassion that he had when he know you don't know any better. So he had to have something that could help a person or people, again, who did not know, which means there's no excuse. But there is a reason, you know, for every season and things like that. And so to get to know him and know how honorable that marriage is, oh, man, that sounds so good to the ears today. But once upon a time, it didn't have no place, you know. Even in my life, I thought marriage was a joke, you know, when it came down to what I learned in my come up, because there's so many brothers that I came up with, they had the mother and the father, but yet still it was divorced in the game, you know. So I thought that marriage must not have been too cool. And then I found out later, you know, that we had a couple of people who stayed the course, you know, in our come up. A couple of guys that I grew up with, their parents stayed together through the duration of time. And so, man, you know, to have sex is not a bad thing, because he said, make sure you do that and actually add to, multiply, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not to mention. So that's what I would be mindful of, that people not knowing, and then people learning.
One of the points that I wanted to emphasize in the discussion is that sex is not the enemy. It's not the problem. It's people that are misusing it with intemperance and access. That's the problem. See what I mean? And it's a natural process that God designed himself. But if you don't know, and if the preachers don't teach, you understand what I'm saying? What are we going to do?
It's okay.
You see what I mean? Now watch this. In Timothy, 1 Timothy, the third chapter, it describes the role of the bishop. It's about how the bishop should be an example by being blameless, the husband pastor of one wife. You understand what I'm saying? Vigilant. Why she's modeling now. He's modeling for young folks now. He's the husband of one wife. He's found blameless.
That's right.
Right? Vigilant, sober, of good behavior, and really given the hospitality and aptitude. I find, in my experience, tell me if this is what you experienced, that even in churches, folks were afraid of taboo sex, talking about this natural thing was taboo. They were afraid. You don't talk about that in the house of God. Why not?
Okay.
Because they sneaking out of church, going behind the church, having sex. Help me. Talk to me.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's in the book, though. it's in the book. So that's where, you know, you can find evidence that is in the book. So it's not something that you can completely hide.
No.
You know. Yeah, you'd be half-stepping if you had that. Because everybody that came into the world through that.
Come on now, talk to me, big brother. Everybody? Just
everybody that came in existence in our era, like in the last X amount of years, it came in the world through that.
Faster. I thought a stalk flew over to the house and just dropped and left on the porch. That ain't how it happened.
No, but that's not the way that it came into play. You know,
it didn't go down like that, man.
No, sir, it didn't come in. It didn't come in.
I thought somebody just rubbed up on somebody, and bam, a baby clapped out. That ain't how it happened.
Yeah.
It didn't go down like that.
No, I think it's another way. And if we speak the truth, we have to be honest with ourselves and say, well, it didn't happen like that in my house. You know what I mean?
No.
It did, you know. And when the people come and talk about some of the things I've heard people say, you know, they'll make you look at a television and make you think that it happened like that, you know, things
you
like
know
that.
Saying?
Man.
But
they'll do it. But the truth is that there's a mystery, and the mystery is it happened, but who can top that mystery, man, how it all came into play. You know, and he gave us a simple instruction on what to do, and you mentioned it earlier. You understand? And he was telling the person, he put two people in the garden in order to get this thing rolling, man. And all of a sudden, the enemy got upset at it. You know, got upset about it. So
he didn't like the relationship there.
No, he came in with some wicked stuff, brother. He said, "No, I don't like what he just did. So I'm gonna come in and try to disturb that groom." Yeah.
Break that up, huh?
Yes, sir. Do what he can and break it up if he can.
Yes, sir.
That's just the way that is designed. But thank God for him being so merciful, man, that a person could have that thing they talk about sex when they had no knowledge of anything that the scripture said, but all of a sudden you got maybe number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, sometimes 8, 9, 10 of them, but had no knowledge about, you know, the marriage is honorable and all, you know, and just so much. So where forgiving come in at, where the power of love come in at, man, it's about getting to know the one who put in motion, the one who spoke in existence. And everybody just don't know it. And most people are afraid, especially in the world, they're going to be definitely afraid to say, I'm going to come to him just like I am, which is not a bad thing. That's the best way to come to him.
Yeah.
But most
That's
people
right.
are not going to do that. Then I think they call themselves respecting him. Some of them say, I ain't going to disrespect God like that. I ain't disrespecting him. You know, I ain't going to church with all this stuff that I do. I'm just using that for example.
No, I hear
it happens.
But your point is, if you never go in, you can never get clean, can you? Or you can never get fixed.
Never. That's right. You know, I said it would have been me the duration of my life. That would have been, you know, I would have been doing the same thing for the duration of my life had I not went in like I was. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. Yeah. I want to emphasize, I asked a question before you came on. If you see a guy, a woman or a female that you like, is it okay for you to holler at her? First of all, I promised I was going to answer that question. I promise I was going to answer that question, Pat. First of all, don't be hollering at nobody. Don't holler at nobody. Okay? Use my colloquial expression, holler. But don't holler at nobody.
Yeah.
Okay? Lower your voice. Inside voice. But now, even at that, I mentioned earlier in the monologue that young boys need a coach. I was making reference to the monologue. They need a man as a coach to teach them how to respectfully approach things.
Oh, yeah.
Right? If you see someone that's attractive to you, that you say you like and you want to meet them or get to know them better, that's an appropriate way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
seeing them as
an object of pleasure is not the answer. So when you talk to them, we're not going to holler at them, but when you talk to them, what are you going to be talking about? What y'all going to be talking about? Y'all going to be talking about sex? And what we talking about tonight? What you going to be If you're not talking about what we can produce together if we decide to get there, or whether or not we want to consider that, right? We're not just hooking up so we can have some fun. Hit it and run, just having a little fun. Huh? Young, dumb, and you know the rest of the
story. Yeah, well, here's one of the things I think that when you talk about the creator, the mystery maker, you know, he is the one who authorized, you know, life when he made known to the one that he had in a position, you know. And when he was giving them the order in the beginning, that's where that's where the power is. You know, the power is who gave the order. How did the order come into play? And then you got the world in which we live today without knowledge. You know, I myself would be one without knowledge of his will. So we couldn't apply it because we didn't know it. But then once you find out, and then those times of having it at that point, you know, no more producing. You know what I mean? It's like, oh no, it don't bring that in at this point in time. So do all we do to prevent that. And you know, because that happens for obvious reasons. I'm at the age now I can hear him say stuff like that. Too late for me. You know, things like that. So how do you deal with life issues? You respect, you know, the woman is to be respected, and as you said, not to holler at, you know, by way of raising your voice. So if I got to do that, I'm going to remove myself because I have a respect now that, like never before, you know, for the woman. I think she deserves the respect, and, you know, that way she can treat the man, you know, like the king that he is. You know, the queen just came up on the scene. She's the queen. She's going to treat the man like the king, because that's just the way it's designed. And it is designed that way. And she's brought to the man. I mean, that's awesome, brother. I said, I found out there. I said, that was pretty cool. he took something up out of the man by way of a rib. Made something extraordinarily special for the man. And then brought that what he made to the man and said, "This is yours." I said, "Whoa, look at that!" You know, and that to me, you know, was pretty cool. But just having not know that, you know, until I found out about it, and I thought that was, you know, pretty cool to know, man. If we only knew that, how many brothers would respect the woman, and how many women would respect the, you know, the brothers, man. How many would stand up and say, hey, respect thing going on there? You know, I think that's what's going on.
What would happen, Pastor, if in 2024 churches would make it their business to teach these principles? You don't necessarily have to belong to the church or any church. Go out to the street. Go to the alleys. Go to the homeless and everybody else, those that are wanting and struggling, and teach them what thus said the Lord in relevance to relationships and hooking up. There are a lot of young folks today experimenting with themselves, and now they're even experimenting with alternative type of relationships, not just male and male, male and female, male and male, and vice versa, and mixing this and that. And you understand what I'm saying? I wonder if we did like taught the church about the role of the bishop. The bishop was a spiritual leader and a guy. And the text says that you should be, first of all, have your stuff together and be without blame yourself. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem, that we ain't straight ourselves, but you stand in front of folks. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm not getting up on nobody. Talking to me first now. Talking to the doctor first. But the text is very clear about in the role of the bishop. Change yourself up and get yourself in order so you can be an example to young males and females how this thing goes. You understand?
Right.
Your mind got to turn over. You can't be not just drunk with alcohol, but drunk with foolishness too. Drunk with ignorance.
That's it.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes, most certainly. That's certainly, man. A lot of that.
Man, Yes, sir. Clear, so that you can be an example, right? And model the behavior. That's what's wrong with the young folks. That's where they're out here. And, you know, and guess how much it costs you to have enjoyment from sexual interaction? physical pleasure. Get some at the culture. Not a penny. Don't cost you a penny.
Take and get that price. You know, that's to make everything nice. With that price. With that price,
yeah. It don't cost you a thing. To eat a piece
that's
of
right,
candy, how much it costs you? How much it costs to enjoy a good Snickers?
Oh, man, you're going to have to pay. Yeah, you're going to have to pay.
Well, if you get well, what if I steal it? What if I shoplift and take it? Now,
man,
I got it in my hands. I'm going to eat it now. It don't cost me nothing. Help me over here.
You got to watch that. Yeah, you got to watch that. You'll know.
Yes, sir. If I holler at a girl and sweet talk and bribe her into giving herself up, it don't cost me nothing to enjoy. But guess what? At the end, I have possibly done some damage there because I didn't mean no good in the first place. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, how that happens, you know, from the knowledge of not knowing. You know, knowing is on the agenda. That's high on the agenda. That's the world's avenue. You know, that's the connection that the world has. You know, and it has that type of connection with that style of living to go about it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's amazing, but that's certainly the truth. You know, it's about getting to know some of the things that we deserve, and that is the truth. The truth is where you have it. It's just not popular, you know, as the way it's going now. You know,
wait a minute.
It's once upon a time. Yeah, there's something about it.
You didn't say popular now. Come on now.
Yes, sir. I
thought it was popular in the church already. I thought the truth was already popular. Yeah. Help me with that.
That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be that. Yes, sir. It's supposed to be just that. My goodness, man.
I guess then it is true that all looks ain't like and all dogs don't bite. Everything that shine ain't gold. Help me, older. Help me, older. All right. Yes, sir. We're about at the 8 o'clock hour, at the bottom of the hour, so let me just try to wrap this up. Thank you, those who may have followed us on Facebook there and on Blog Talk Radio. Call me here, or you can give me a call offline at 615-942-6816 if you just want to follow up or post your question or comment in the thread here in Facebook. I get that oftentimes after the show, get some commentary from different people. We're happy to engage that. But we were talking about sex tonight, and the conclusion of the matter is there's nothing wrong with sex as a practice when you use it right. God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. They did that through what we call sex or intercourse, okay, and through intimacy. Then Psalms told us that when we bring children from that process, that's essentially a reward from God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing wrong with that. That's natural. But Paul told us that the proper way to do that is through marriage because it is honorable and what you do in the bed is undefiled. That's between you and your wife as one before God. Jesus said that no more two but one. That you have heard. I'm paraphrasing.
That's it.
Huh? That you've been divorced. But whom God has put to help the Holy Ghost together, let no man put his
man,
to call.
Not at all.
Huh?
Not at all.
So that's the order. Nothing wrong with sex. Sex is not bad in its proper order and context. Yes, I said order. There's a proper place and order for everything. The Bible said whatever you do, do it decently and in order. I know I'm right. I wish I had a witness, that's all. I wish I had one witness, that's all. All I need is one witness, Pastor. But
that's it.
So, So we're grateful for the conversation, for the dialogue, and we put it out there. There you go. You can get back with me if you want to. 615-942-6816 if you just got to talk to me. Or you can shoot me an email at that email address, bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bravofoxcharlieinstitute@gmail.com. All right. Pastor, will you do me the honor, sir, of wrapping us up for tonight? I think we've gotten to about all we can do tonight.
All right. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the listeners. We thank God for all of those who have a desire to come back in on the next time, on next Tuesday, if God will. But in the midst of all of everything that's going on, keep God first. So we're going to just thank God for giving us a day we've never seen before, because the Word of God does say this is the day that the Lord has made. He tells us
that's
to rejoice
right.
and to be glad in it. And we trust that you was tuned in, that you're glad right now, knowing that God is a God of order. And through him, he's going to weigh up everything that we do in life. And I just trust, lean, and depend upon the thought of knowing that he said in his word, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and may not to your own understanding. I love it when he said, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And I'm believing right now that if you don't know him, this is a good time to get to know him. Let him direct your path and watch what he'll do for you that you're unable to do for yourself. And after it's all said and done, we will be quick to give him the praise, the glory, as well as in the mighty name of Jesus and the people of God, wherever you are, say amen.
Amen.
Bless God.
Well, we should appreciate that, my brother. We're going to leave with On Time God. Yes, he is. Thank you all for joining us tonight, listening to Talk Straight. My good friend, Pastor Waller, you know, one of these days we'll have to get you, we got to do a simulcast with your Bible study, man, so that we can hear that good word. You know? He's been with us for 8 years, but he's been working ministry. So sometimes we miss him, but we know he's out there on the battlefield.
That's right.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, Pastor, thank you again, sir, and thanks for listening to the audience, and we appreciate you. I believe Donnie People was one that said he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Let's leave with that.
Oh, yeah.